Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody. This episode of Luke's English Podcast is sponsored by iTalki. That's a service that you can use to find native speakers and qualified English teachers on the internet for English lessons and conversations. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home. You can get English lessons on your laptop or on your computer or whatever. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Have a coffee in the kitchen. Yum, yum, yum. Nice little coffee. English lesson for an hour. Another coffee and then go about your day. Right? Good way to get English in your life and to activate the English that you hear in episodes of Luke's English Podcast. So if you want to improve your speaking and get, you know, a rounded, fully globalized, brilliant English with amazing listening and speaking, check out iTalki. teacherluke.co.uk/talk to get started. And when you make a purchase, if you use that URL as a Lepster, when you make a purchase, they'll give you a $10 discount in the future. All right, that's not bad. teacherluke.co.uk/talk or click an iTalki logo on the website. All right then, so here's a new episode. Start the jingle. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're well. I hope you're fine. This one is called Would You Rather? And first, I'd like to make a couple of disclaimers before you listen to this. What's a disclaimer? Well, a disclaimer is a statement that denies responsibility for something. By the way, disclaimer is spelled D-I-S-C-L-A-I-M-E-R, just in case you were wondering. So a disclaimer is a statement that denies responsibility for something. So just right at the start of this episode, I'm putting my hands up and I'm saying, look, I'm just telling you that there are some possibly stupid or even offensive moments in this episode. And now that I've told you, I'm no longer responsible for any knee-jerk reactions that you might have while you're listening to it. Okay, so you've been told, and there it is. Okay, so by way of a disclaimer, here are a couple of things which I think are important to say to you before I play you this episode. So listen up. Okay, so disclaimer number one is this. This episode contains quite a lot of silly nonsense. Okay, even more silly nonsense than usual, I think. You will hear us talk about some ridiculous, childish and slightly disgusting things in this episode. But it's all done in the name of fun. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with fun? Are you saying this? Are you saying there's something wrong with fun? No, of course you're not saying that. You wouldn't say that, would you? No, you wouldn't, because there is nothing wrong with fun. Harmless fun. In fact, I would argue that sometimes it's important to have fun talking complete nonsense with your friends. Don't you think? Don't you ever talk about silly, idiotic rubbish with your friends? I bet you do. It's just one of the best things in the world, isn't it? Talking stupid rubbish with your mates. Well, that's what we're doing in this one, and I invite you to join us and have fun with us. If you're a long-term listener to this podcast, then you'll know that I sometimes enjoy talking about silly, nonsensical things on the podcast. But if you are new to this, then you should know that it's not all just serious stuff about politics and, obviously, language. Okay, so that's the disclaimer. That's disclaimer one. You've been told. Disclaimer number two, swearing. There is a lot of swearing in this episode. A lot of the classic rude words feature in this conversation. These are rude words that I don't recommend that you go out and start using in your everyday life, okay? You're going to hear the F-bomb, the S-word, and a few others, so be warned, there's tons of swearing in this episode. They're not bleeped out, the swear words are not bleeped out or anything, because I know that you actually would rather listen to just natural conversations in English, right? Even when they include some swear words. In fact, most of you actually want to hear the swear words. And how do I know that? Because I did a poll a couple of months ago on my website, and here are the results of that poll. This is after the episode I did with my friend Moz when we talked about swearing. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail again. But here are the results of the poll. The question on the poll, that's the poll, not the poll. Here are the results of the poll. Okay, the question was, how do you feel about swearing on the podcast? And here are some answers. So I got 219 votes in total. And so here are the options. The first option was, bleep the swear words. I'd like you to bleep them. That's when you hear a beep sound over the top of the swear word. So bleep the swear words. And one person voted for that. So that got 0.5% of the vote. So not many people. Just one person, in fact. The next option was don't bleep the swear words. And 50 people voted for that. That was 22.8% who think I shouldn't bleep the swear words. By the way, people could vote on as many options as they wanted. It wasn't just one. They could vote on any options they wanted. So 50 people said don't bleep the swear words compared to one person who wanted me to bleep them. This option, swearing is okay. I want to know how people really speak. That received 79 votes and 36.1%. The next option was swearing is okay. Just don't do it all the time. And that one got 30 votes, which represents 13.7%. And the next item was no swear words at all, please. Not even bleeped ones. I want no swearing, not even bleeped swear words. And that was one person, again, 0.5%. I wonder if that's the same. Well, anyway, one person voted for that. And then the last option was, you can do what you want, Luke. Just do what you want. It's your podcast. And 57 people voted for that, which is 26% of the vote. So out of all those options, most of those options were basically saying, I don't mind swearing. It's fine. You can do what you like. I don't mind hearing the swear words, and I don't want you to bleep them. And it seems that about 99% of the responses show that people are absolutely fine with swearing. In fact, it looks like there's just one, maybe two people who are not really keen on it. So to that one or two people, I'm sorry in advance, okay? But, you know, here is my disclaimer. For the rest of you, well, let's just carry on, shall we? You want real British English? Even with the swear words? Okay, here it is. Disclaimer number three. You will hear us talk about that Russian joke again. Oh, God. Yes. You know the Russian joke. It's appeared in a few episodes recently. Frankly, I am fed up with this. I'm fed up with this bloody joke. And I'm only talking about it now because I just want to clear it up once and for all, okay? So why am I fed up with the Russian joke? Well, people keep asking me to explain it, right? That's the problem. And every time I explain it, someone else tells me that they don't understand it and I need to explain it again. So I'm just caught in this sort of cycle of explaining and confusing people and re-explaining and re-confusing. And it's just going round and round and round. It's a nightmare. So I need to put this whole thing to bed now. Okay, I want to just say this. First of all, the joke has nothing to do with Russian people. It's just based on the words Russian, the nationality, and rushing, moving fast to avoid being late. Those words sound similar, don't they? Russian, you know, someone, he's Russian, she's Russian, and rushing, meaning, sorry, I can't stop. I'm rushing to the bank before it closes. Rushing and Russian. Russian, rushing, rushing, Russian, Russian. Okay, that's it. Those words sound a bit similar. That's it. There's no deeper meaning. If you don't know what the Russian joke is, don't worry. You're going to hear it in this episode. There's about 2 to 3 minutes. But as I said, I just want to clarify and then put it to bed. Okay, so we keep laughing about this on the podcast because it's just a recurring thing. You know, I told this joke during a stand-up show and nobody in the audience laughed. And I think none of them even understood it or even noticed that it was a joke. And I explained it, but they still didn't laugh or understand it. So I had to explain it again. And the story has been told on the podcast and I had to explain it there as well. Every time this joke is mentioned, I have to explain it again. And then even more people don't understand it. So it's just a running joke And Amber and Paul keep laughing at me because it's just an embarrassing story of me telling a bad joke on stage and nobody understanding it. And then, of course, people continue not to understand it or find it funny because it's not a brilliant joke. You know, where are you? You know, people arrived late. Oh, I'm explaining it again. I'm doing it again. Just wait and see. You'll hear the joke being told and explained again. If you want to hear it even more, you can go back to, which episode was it? The one with Tom Morton. That was episode 345. 345, it appears in that one. I think it also appeared in, it's appeared in a number of episodes since I first explained it on the podcast in December, I think, in one of the episodes about the words of the year. I think it came up in one of those episodes too. So anyway, no need to go much deeper into it. It's a comedy of errors. And after this episode, I hope that it will never be mentioned ever again in my life. Probably won't. It's probably going to come up again, isn't it, somehow? Someone's going to mention it. But that's it. Okay, right, that's it. No more disclaimers. Let me now move on to the introduction to this episode. Because what you just heard was just a series of disclaimers, not the official introduction, right? So first, what's going to happen in this one is you're going to hear the results of the interactive lying game. Ooh, it's exciting. Then after that, we play a speaking game called Would You Rather? And that's a very simple game, which people play with their friends just for fun. Essentially, it's about coming up with quite ridiculous and specific questions with two different options. Like, would you rather do this or this? You know? And when you ask your friends, you end up having very in-depth conversations about the answers. I'm sure that you have a similar game in your first language. Sometimes it's played by teenagers or children, and sometimes it's played in English language classes as a way of generating discussion and stuff and playing around with the structure. Would you rather? I would rather. I would rather do this. I would rather do that, you know. And adults play it too for fun as well, all right? It's just a bit of fun, as I've mentioned already. Did I explain that it's just for fun? I think I did. There's no winner or loser in this game, which is good news for Paul. The aim of the game is just to have some crazy discussions and enjoy the company of friends. And I invite you to join us while we play it. I'm now going to read out all of the Would You Rather questions that you're going to hear in the episode. The reason I'm doing this is so that you have a chance to hear those questions and understand them and get a grip on the vocab and everything and think about them before the conversation begins. And the idea is that that's going to help your understanding and enjoyment of this fairly fast-moving conversation. If I didn't read out the questions for you now, you might miss them. Honestly, you might miss them, and that's going to spoil it a bit. So I'm just doing this to give you a little bit of support. It's not going to take very long. So all these questions are written on the page for this episode, so you can check them out if you want to check your understanding or spelling of any words or things like that. So here are the questions, and remember, I've already warned you that some of them are pretty silly in tone, but that's the point of the game. Really? So here we go. So the first one, would you rather have a proper relationship with far-right French politician Marine Le Pen? So that means she's your wife and you sleep together and stuff. So basically, would you like to be married to Marine Le Pen? And by the way, Marine Le Pen is a right-wing French politician. She's, if you want a reference point, it's not exactly the same, but she's a bit like the French Donald Trump. Okay, not exactly, but they are both right wing. They're both anti-immigration. They're both quite extreme, you know. So if you want a reference point, she's like the French Donald Trump. So would you rather be married to Marine Le Pen or live in France with Marine Le Pen as the president, but she's not married to you or your girlfriend? Okay, so would you rather be married to her or just live in France with her as the president? Okay. Would you rather be stuck in a lift with two wet dogs? Would you rather be stuck in a lift with two wet dogs or two fat men who have bad breath? All right. Would you rather have accordions for legs? You know, accordions, they are those musical instruments. Squeeze box. They've got like a keyboard on one side and you squeeze them and air moves through the valves and they make music. They're, you know, sort of famous in France, right? Accordions. Would you rather have accordions for legs or have a huge belly button, which is 10 inches long and that sways to the beat of popular music. It sways like swings from left to the right, from left to right, following the rhythm of popular music. So would you rather have accordions for legs or a long belly button that swings to the beat of popular music? Would you rather wake up completely blind or wake up without being able to speak your first language? Which in this case, in the case of the people on this podcast, is English. So would you rather wake up blind or rather wake up not being able to speak your first language? Would you rather be very, very, very fat, like clinically obese? Or would you rather have Tourette's syndrome? So either you've got to be clinically obese or suffering from Tourette's syndrome. I understand there are people in the world who are clinically obese and who suffer from Tourette's syndrome. Maybe both at the same time, I don't know. But and it must be very, very difficult and painful for them. And we explore those things a little bit. And if you're wondering what Tourette's means, if you don't know what Tourette's is, then just wait and see, because I will explain it in this episode. It's necessary, isn't it, to explain things that you don't know? Because that's the nature of this podcast. I'm here to try and help you learn English, so sometimes I have to explain words for you. I'm sure that you all take that for granted as being something that's definitely a good thing to do on the podcast, right? I'm sure that's the case. Well, you'll see that when I do suggest during this conversation that we should explain Tourette's, then, there ends up being a bit of a disagreement, and I have an angry rant against Paul. I get angry with him, and I have a shouty, sweary rant in his face, which, don't worry, I'm not really angry with him. It's just fun to shout and swear at my friends sometimes, you know. Okay, this is not a normal English learning resource, is it? It's not really, because most of the time when you're learning English from people, they try, you know, it's all sort of professional and it has to be done in the right way. And it's rare that I suppose people will expose you to the way that people speak when they're with their friends. And, you know, when you're with your friends, all the rules are different. You could be really rude and direct with your friends in a way that you would never do with, you know, people at work or people at college or something. It's only when you're in this kind of very close situation, very familiar situation with your friends, that you can actually be as direct and rude as you like, and you know that it's okay because they're your mates. So anyway, there's another disclaimer. You'll hear some moments of angry disagreement, but there's nothing to worry about. It's just the normal way that mates will poke fun at each other. So would you rather be stuck on a desert island alone, or would you rather be stuck on a desert island with someone you really don't like? Would you rather eat chocolate-flavoured poo or poo-flavoured chocolate? Yeah, that's that question straight from the playground at school, isn't it, that one? Would you rather eat poo-flavoured chocolate or chocolate-flavoured poo? It's actually quite a complicated question when you think about it in some detail. Would you rather live one life of 1,000 years? Would you rather live 1,000-year life or 10 100-year lives? Would you rather be a horrible, offensive person to every single person you meet in the real world for one day? Or would you rather be a horrible, offensive troll on the internet for a month? Now, you might think, I would rather have neither of those options. But the nature of the game is that you have to choose one. You can't opt out. You have to choose one. And it's the difficult choice where the discussion comes from. Would you rather go way back in time to meet your ancestors, or would you rather go way into the future to meet your grandchildren? Would you rather live on a desert island with a beautiful man or woman? So you're on a desert island with a beautiful man or woman, but would you rather have that person half fish from the belly button up? So that means the top half of their body is fish and the bottom half is human. So they've got human legs, human reproductive organs, but the top half is fish. Or the other way around. So half fish from the belly button down, so they don't have legs, they've just got like a fish's lower body, and top half human, like a mermaid. So those are the questions. So now I will let you listen to the conversation without any further introduction or anything like that. No more disclaimers. That's it. enjoy the conversation and leave your comments in the section. What would you rather? Maybe you can give your answers to these questions too. That might be fun. Okay then, right. Cheers. Speak to you soon. I will now let you listen to us.
Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh I very much enjoy. Amber's got a lovely voice. If I could choose an accent, hers will be my choice. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Fantastic. Good. That was like in order as well. I've got Paul on my left. I have Panda. Who's Panda? I don't know. Amber opposite me there diagonally. And then I've got James Simpson opposite me here too. You have been on the podcast before, haven't you, James?
I have. Yes, when we did the football roundup, Premier League roundup.
That's right. So you were the resident football experts in that episode.
Indeed.
Welcome back.
Are you going to do a special podcast for Euro 2016?
I don't think your microphone's turned on, Paul.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just not...
Go on.
Yeah, hello. Hi. Hello.
You asked me a question there, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask if you were going to do a special Euro 2016 podcast with James.
That would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Luke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you do it right now? We'll just leave, Amber. Let's go.
It hasn't started. The Euros haven't started yet.
No, it's true. It's next 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah. June. Okay. June the 12th?
June 10th. Something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's far too far away in the future for me to be able to think about that.
Yeah, you'll do it June the 9th.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so before we go any further and mess around with Would You Rather, which is the plan for the episode, we need to deal with the results of the interactive lying game.
Yeah, buddy.
James, I don't know if you're aware of this. It's pretty simple, really. But we'll essentially what happened is that we played a game in which we have to make some statements and we ask each other questions about them. And ultimately, we have to decide if they are true or if they are lies. Okay. The questions in this game came from listeners to the podcast.
It's like, would you lie to me? Do you ever see the UK TV show?
Yes.
It's that, basically.
Good board game of that as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's the same thing as that, basically. Except the audience members... wrote in their questions. So we gave a statement. This is spanning over 4 episodes, I think.
About 40 years worth.
Epic.
Because, because basically, the audience members... Well, we gave a statement at the end of one podcast and said, mm-hmm. Hey, this is my statement. Then we said, hey, audience, give us your questions. And then the next podcast was we were reading out our questions... And now we're at the third podcast, at the results, which is it true or false?
Exactly. So,
but they had a poll and all this kind of stuff.
There were polls on the website. Literally over 100 people voted.
I think it's over 100,000. Literally over 100.
100 people. I thought there was going to be a lot less.
So we're going to find out. Whether these statements were true or false, and we'll see who wins. Okay, and like basically the number of people who voted wrong, that number will be converted into points.
The person but it's a percentage though, right?
Yes,
rather than numbers, because most people you were saying that a lot of people might have voted for Amber's thing, but they're not the same amount of people voted for they did for me. So it's the percentage that counts.
That's
right.
That's right. 170 people voted on Amber's one. 169 voted on mine. So obviously one person voted for yours and I can't be bothered with the rest.
Yeah.
169 voted on mine and 167 voted on Paul's.
Okay, so three people.
Was that because mine was the first?
Yes.
Yeah, so they just, I'm just going to do one. I cannot be bothered. And then they just slowly...
I don't know, these three people, they clicked on yours and then they just gave up hope.
Perhaps they didn't notice. Perhaps they didn't scroll down.
Maybe that's it.
I got a leaflet today. I didn't realise I had to open it to find the information.
Exactly. So. Sometimes people don't realise. Anyway, 170 votes on Amber's, 169 on mine, 167 on Paul's. But what we're going to do is base it on the percentage. So the percentage of people who got it wrong, that will convert into a point score.
Yeah.
And the higher the point score... The more points you get, that's how points work.
So if it's like
we understand, to give us the
results. Everyone understands. Okay, we all understand. All right, you understand, James?
Yes. Get on with it.
Okay. Right. So Amber's statement was that she said, "I helped in the making of the film. Something's Got to Give." Now, I thought that it was true. Paul thought it was true. 48% of the Lepsters thought it was true, and 52% thought it was a lie. So, Amber,
so does that mean? If she so let's say it's a lie, does that mean she gets 48 points because it's 48%?
The number of people who got it wrong, those are the points that she gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it? So, what's the truth?
It was true.
Really?
Yes. Well, I did just plug in a cable. I didn't really do very much. It'd been a bit of a shit lie.
That's good.
She
it
wasn't
was true.
Like,
it was true.
She wasn't exactly sort of like the executive producer of
no,
the film.
No, no.
So you plugged in a cable. That was true.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means 52% of people got it wrong.
Yep. I foxed them.
You did. You outfoxed them completely.
Oh, sorry.
Foxed. Yeah, sorry. Like the animal.
Expression.
Yeah.
To outfox someone.
I do have to learn English.
Yeah.
So you outfoxed them. All right. So that means you got 52 points.
52 points.
52 points to Amber. Okay.
Right.
Now, my story was that I accidentally knocked down a wall in a friend's house in Japan. Amber, you thought that was true.
Yep.
Paul, you thought it was a lie. 63% of people thought it was true. 37% of people thought it was a lie. Guess what?
It was a lie.
It's a lie.
Ah!
So I get 63
no
points.
Lies. Hold on.
It's because you meant to knock the wall down. It wasn't an accident.
So what was
it was just a lie.
No, it just didn't happen at all.
Oh,
none of it ever happened.
None of that happened.
Okay.
Good job.
Jesus, well
good
done.
Good job. Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, and in your face, everyone who thinks I can't lie. I just did it, didn't I? Successfully.
Yeah, there was a lot of comments to me like, oh, Luke never lied, so it's clearly true.
Yeah, you underestimated me.
We certainly did.
Right.
Now, check this out, right? Now, Paul said that he got... He used to be bullied by Guy Berryman, the bass player from Coldplay. All right. Amber thought it was true. I thought it was a lie. And check this out, right? Check out the numbers. 37% of people think that it's true and 63% think it's a lie.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same numbers as mine.
No!
So it could be a draw.
It could be a draw.
Oh, God, it's going to have to go on. Jesus.
And we're going to have a second a rematch.
Another rematch. Okay then, Paul. So is it true or is it a lie?
It is a lie.
It's a lie.
Oh,
I won!
Yay!
I won it, Paul. Bastard. You didn't win this time.
Fucking never win anything on this.
It was a total lie?
Crap of a... Yeah, it was a total lie.
Did he even go to your
school? He did go to my school, but he was...
Were you bullied? Was that a lie?
No.
Did you bully him?
No, he wasn't even at the school at the same time as me.
But were you bullied in that way? Did they call you Grease Lightning?
They did call me Grease Lightning.
That's a good name.
I knew that was true.
I felt that was true too.
They did call me Grease Lightning. That was because I used to have the David Beckham like gelled curtains.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's not really an insult. That's kind of a compliment.
No.
Grease Lightning. Well, that you got your own theme tune.
He doesn't even need the story. Yeah, and that was exactly it. They'd walk and go Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
But they didn't mean it in a nice way.
But Guy Berryman did go to my school, but not at the same time as me.
So he didn't bully.
As you all figured out, like with the age. Actually, no, I got away with it, which was interesting because you were like, "Hold on, how old is Guy Berryman?" And I was like, 38. And you're like, "How old are you?" 29. And then you were both like, okay, that does kind of maybe make sense.
We just believe
you. Like, you said that he was in the sixth form.
Yeah.
And you were a little newbie.
Yeah, yeah. But that's still not 9 years of difference. That's only because it's year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
if 7
years.
If he's the older one in his year and you're the younger one, you know, you're the old one and he's the younger one.
Yeah, between year 7 and 13, there's still only 7 years. So it can't be more than 7 years.
Let's not get bogged down in the details. The fact is that...
When am I going to win a game on this podcast?
Exactly. You didn't win... I'm the champion of this one, silencing those naysayers who believe that I'm incapable of lying.
That was me. I said you're incapable of lying.
Silence the critics. So that means that 63 thought it was a lie, and it was a lie.
I even came last again because I only got 37 points.
37 points for Paul.
52 for Amber.
52
I'm
for
out
Amber.
Of here. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm out.
63%
every time I lose every game. Every this is
in some ways it's a compliment. You know, you're not a liar.
Yeah, every cloud has a silver lining, Paul. You told that you oh,
you
I don't
might
know.
Be a loser, but you're not a liar.
That's right. What's worse? What would you rather be, Paul? A loser or a liar? It's a complicated question.
What would you rather?
Now, what a great transition, Luke, into the would you rather game.
See the way
would I rather be a liar or a winner?
A loser or a liar?
A loser or a liar? Well, I'd rather be a liar.
What, really? There's no, that doesn't mean that you're a winner.
You
it just means
now.
You're not a loser. Do you know what I mean? It could be you just be average in the middle, but tell the truth, not a loser. Not necessarily a winner, just in the middle, but honest.
Could I just lie sometimes? the same sort of thing in the middle. It's too complicated of a question.
Too complicated. Too complicated. Okay. All right.
I tell you what. I think every time now I come back here for the podcast, I'm going to bring a bottle of champagne just in case I do win something. Because when I do win, drinks are on me.
Okay.
Good idea.
Maybe we should let him win next time.
Yep.
No, don't. Don't. You need to not.
So we can get that champagne. Okay, then. Right. So that's... little segue that I just did there into Would You Rather is quite convenient because since I've brought you here, I've assembled the team together because we're going to play this game of Would You Rather. Now, this is a classic, stupid game played by teenagers usually, but we're all grown-ups, but that doesn't matter. We're going to play it anyway. The rules are very simple. You get two options and you have to decide which one you would rather do or have, and then you have to explain why. And that's it, okay? The game works best when you explore the options in detail and explain your thinking. Also, please feel free to ask for clarification of the questions at any point. This is a game that's, you know, used... It's played by teenagers and stuff, but also people play this in English language classrooms. It's quite a good way of generating a conversation. And so, would you rather... We've all got different questions in front of us. What we will do is we're going to go around in a circle. We'll pose each other the questions, and then we'll just see what each other says, and let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, then. So, who's going to go first? Ladies. Ladies first, right?
Ladies first.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ladies first or losers first?
Losers first. All right, then.
No, it just goes to me.
I know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I still lost, though. Okay, my question, so I wrote this one, would you rather get married or have a serious, meaningful relationship with Marine Le Pen, the leader of the far right in France, or have to live in a France governed by her?
So, okay.
So you either are in a relationship with her...
And she's not governing France.
And she's not. She's just who she is. She's just, you know, her normal political position.
Wait, who? You need to explain who Marine Le Pen is.
Marine Le Pen is the leader of like the far right party.
She's a right wing political.
Very right wing meanie.
She's a bit like the female version of Donald Trump, isn't she?
A bit like that, yeah.
Okay, so she's like France's right wing political candidate. She's not in power. She'd like to be. Mm. She's like the French Donald Trump. That's a bit. Maybe a bit unfair on either him or her. I don't know. But anyway, she's like a bit like the French Donald Trump. And so the question is again...
So the question is, would you rather have a relationship with her, meaningful relationship with her, so, you know, court her and go out and be together, or not have a relationship with her, but she is the president of France?
Right. Okay, who's going to go for this first?
I'd definitely just rather have her president of France.
Oh, really? I'd rather have a relationship with her.
Yeah.
I'd
really?
Wait a minute.
One for the team.
Wait a minute. We have to take it in turns. Okay. So, Paul, expand on your answer if you would, please.
Well, if she gets into power, if she was president of France, nothing much would change anyway. Like,
what?
Nothing ever really changes. It takes a long time for stuff to change. It's not like if she came into power overnight, my life would become shit. Whereas if I was marrying her and having sex with her, straight away my life would be shit.
Your life?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I don't agree that nothing ever changes, Paul. Just look at history. Stuff changed.
Yeah.
That's why it's called history.
What I mean is, like, we went from a righty to a lefty in France.
Not very extreme, though.
But they're quite centre.
That's true. But I don't think I'm basing it on me personally, right?
Right.
I don't think me living in France with her as a president, not much would change for me personally.
Because you're white.
Yeah, I was lucky to be born white and male and English, and it's just the way it is.
You got a French passport?
I don't have a French passport.
Ooh, might be difficult.
Yeah, I've got an Irish passport though, and they're in the EU, so it's fine.
No, she's not really fond of the EU,
well,
is she?
France aren't leaving it. Maybe they do. Maybe then I have to leave. Maybe then it's fine. But what I'm saying is, it would take a while for my life to be shit. Whereas if I had to have sex with her tomorrow and have a meaningful relationship, my life would automatically be shit straight away. Because I'd have to live with somebody speaking to me about those ideals all the time. Whereas I can just switch off the TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's thinking about himself.
Sorry.
Luke?
I got a bit angry there.
Well, James just said that he'd marry her and take one for the team, and I'd agree with that. I would take one for the team as well.
I also think it would be just hilarious if the leader of the far right was married to an English person, because many of her speeches is all about French people for French jobs, and then I'd be there in the background, or Luke, depending on who she picks, just sort of, you know, kind of trying to hide a bit. She'd be, you know, be brilliant. Don't you think, Luke?
Yeah,
because the comedy.
If I did get into her life, like they fled, if I did get married to her, obviously it wouldn't be ideal for
she
me.
She would be called Marine Le Thompson, then, huh?
Yeah. It wouldn't be great for me because, you know, I don't find her attractive in almost any way, really.
In almost any way?
Well, I'm sure that if I really thought about it, I could find something that I liked about her. Like, she's quite articulate.
Yeah, she's articulate. She's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, all right.
I mean, she's an awful, hideous human being.
In your, yes.
She could okay. make you a minister of the education English.
I don't want that job. All right. But
maybe you could calm her.
Yeah, that's my point, right? That I would infiltrate her life like a sort of moderate ninja, and a reasonable ninja. I'd go in and, like, you know, during pillow talk, during those intimate moments, right? During those intimate moments, I'd be like talking to her, saying, maybe, you know, maybe you should just chill out a bit. Just, I would basically relax her.
Yeah.
And I think I'd take off the edges, and eventually she would just be like, you know what, everyone? Never mind. All that stuff I said before, it's all fine. Just it's all okay. I'm quite happy with the way things are because I'm married to Luke from Luke's English Podcast. And so there's no need to change the whole structure of France. So, you know, all the immigrants can stay. That's fine because I've achieved everything I need in life because I'm married to Mr. Luke Thompson. See, I'd be like a martyr to the cause, Paul.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, sort of, I'd be like Frodo from Lord of the Rings, essentially. Sort of like, you know, throwing myself into a volcano.
Is that what he did?
Well, no, he didn't.
Okay. No.
You'd be wearing her ring.
Self-sacrifice.
Did he die at the end?
Self-sacrifice. I'd be wearing her ring.
No, he goes back to the Shire.
Yeah, okay, he does. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, there'd be a self-sacrifice for the greater good, not just, you know, just blind, selfish, self-serving.
Yeah, you can call me selfish.
Paul Taylor over here.
All she needs is a kiss and a cuddle and a cup of tea.
Exactly. Really.
Well, I'll let you guys take the hit for that one.
Okay. You can thank us later.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of politics there right at the beginning.
Right in there with some politics.
Pow! Straight in with the politics. James Simpson, it's your turn to pick a question.
Okay. Well...
And we're going to go. What we're going to do is we're going to go in an clockwise direction like this. So James is going to go first, and he asks me first, and then Paul, and then Amber.
Okay.
Easier for us to picture than the listeners, but
yeah, that's for our benefit.
For our benefit. I would like to ask: would you rather be stuck in a lift with two wet dogs or two fat men with bad breath?
So we've got. Two wet dogs or two fat men with bad breath, and we're stuck in a lift.
In a lift or elevator.
Right.
And it's stuck, yeah.
Do we know how long we're going to be stuck in the lift for?
There's no answer. You've been ringing the little button, mm-hmm. and nobody's answering. The lights are flickering a little bit.
So these men, they're just fat. They're not... they're fat and they have bad breath.
Yes.
Okay, and the dogs are just wet dogs. Okay. That's
I'm not sure if they're together, the men or the dogs, or, you know.
Right.
The men are with the dogs. They have one each.
Mm. Well, I suppose smell is a factor here, isn't it? Because the dogs are wet, so the dogs are going to smell, because, you know, we know that wet dogs have a wet dog smell,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And you said the men have bad breath, and bad breath by nature is not good. That's why it's called bad breath. Right, so that smells. So it's like, which smell, wet dog smell or bad breath smell? I think that's really it. The men are fat, which suggests there's not going to be much room in the lift. The dogs, though, they're dogs. I'm not a dog person, especially wet dogs. I'm going to go for the men with bad breath. I will hold my nose and make conversation. That's my answer. I'll chat with the men, even if they are fat, because, you know, they're not going to get any fatter in the lift, are they? If anything, they're going to get thinner, progressively thinner.
Well, here's something to think. Who's going to get angrier if the lift doesn't start working? Is it going to be the men with bad breath or the wet dogs?
I think the dogs are going to get angry and they're going to try and eat me. So
they're going to get smellier.
Well, they'd probably go for the fat men first if they were.
Well, the dogs and the men are not together. It's I've either got dogs or men. And I'm going to choose the two fat men with bad breath because I'll make conversation with them. And I don't want to have to deal with dog poo in the lift, even though there would be fat men poo. I'm choosing the men.
Men, okay then.
Paul? Choosing Paul. The men.
I'm going to choose the dogs. Because dogs are cool. Dogs are right. They're cool. And I think that the bad dog smell, because it's a constant smell, your nostrils will get used to it very quickly. Whereas bad breath smell, like it's not bad breath until they open their mouth and you don't get acclimatized to it. And also, if it gets really intense and it's, we're running into the days that we're stuck in the elevator, I could just kill a dog and eat the dog. Whereas I don't think I would bring myself to eating a human.
What?
That's quite a good point, actually. Amber?
Mate, it's an elevator. It's a lift. You're not on a desert island. You're not going to kill anyone.
Yeah, I'm
and
just saying
them.
In the eventuality.
Okay.
Eventuality.
Well, don't... If you've seen Die Hard or many other Hollywood films, you can just sort of lift the bit of the top of the lift out and you can just crawl up
that out.
You don't lift it out, you punch it out, to be fair, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, on that respect, a fat man would be handy because I could climb up on his shoulders or, they could punch it out.
Well, he might
be
a very short fat man.
But the thing is, what Luke said, talking to fat men, that is exactly what I do not want to do.
What, the size of their bellies?
No, if you're just trapped in a lift, you just want to have a cuddle with a dog, a lovely dog, which is not going to talk and be boring and maybe read a book that you've got in your bag.
But
whereas
if you
a man, you're going to have to talk to them.
You could play Would You Rather with the men. You can't play Would You Rather with a dog. Fido, what would you rather be stuck in a lift with two cats or two...
The
dog's like, woof. That's the best it
dog,
can do.
Definitely dog.
Two dogs.
Two dogs.
Two dogs.
Okay. Choose them over men any day.
All right then. Okay, well, that's that settled. If we ever get stuck in a lift with either two dogs or two men, we can talk about what happened in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question, and Paul, you have to answer this one first. What would you rather have? Would you rather have accordions for legs? We know what accordions are, don't we?
Yes.
We live in Paris. Of course we live. We know what accordions
are. They're those musical instruments that sort of...
Think about music from Paris. That's the accordion.
Yeah, they have a kind of... How do you describe an accordion?
Squeeze box.
A squeeze box.
Squeeze box.
It's got a keyboard.
That was their first name that they suggested and they didn't like it, so they went with accordion.
Okay. So you've got accordions for legs, Paul.
Yeah.
Or...
Do they make the noise?
Well, they're accordions.
Okay.
So of course they do. Okay. Or you have a huge belly button, which is 10 inches long, and it sways to the beat of popular music. I didn't write that question. I found it on this thing called the internet. So you've either got...
Accordions for legs,
or you've got a 10-inch belly button that swings to the beat of popular music.
Right, accordions for legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because a swinging belly button with popular music, because the music plays everywhere now, in bars, cafe, everywhere you go there's like music, and I just wouldn't want this thing moving inside of me and people...
Inside you?
Yeah, whereas, I don't know, if I had accordions for legs, I'd figure out how to make a good tune out of it as I would walk down the street.
Yeah.
I'd learn how to play the accordion, and then as I was walk down the street, then I'd be, it would be playing like La Vie en Rose or something like that,
Would you still wear trousers?
I don't think there's such thing as accordion-sized trousers.
But I think that
then I'd have to just be in my underpants, I guess.
But if you did wear trousers on the top of the accordion, people would notice you were walking strangely and they'd hear the accordion music, but it wouldn't be obvious why that was happening. Yeah. So you'd need to...
Whereas if I had a belly button that was 10 inches long that swayed, people would think my dick is where my belly button is. They might think that I've just got... Yeah.
Yeah, that it could be quite...
Forget it.
Awkward. Okay, so you're going for the accordions for legs, and you wouldn't wear trousers.
I don't know. Maybe. It depends on the day. It depends how I'm feeling.
The reason that you wouldn't wear trousers is because if you did, if you didn't, then people would know, oh, that's where the music's coming. Oh, he's got accordions for legs, rather than he's walking funny and where's that music coming from? That's what they would think if you were wearing trousers. It's obviously a very important question that has to be dealt with. Amber?
Belly button.
Go on.
Well, I mean, have any of you seen my belly button?
No.
No, because it's a sort of private part of your body that can easily be hidden away.
Well, if it's 10 inches long.
Well, you could just tuck it into your trousers, tuck it into your knickers. So I think I'd go with the swinging belly button. And then I could make a feature out of it if I wanted in summer.
It could be a positive.
Whereas accordion music is fucking awful.
It can be good, though. It can be good.
It's very rare. It's very rare.
I would
rare.
Become a professional accordionist player.
I think it looks a lot weirder with an accordion leg. But anyway, I'm going belly button. Mm.
Right. You're going for the belly. Even what about the swinging to the music? Is that's a positive or a negative?
I don't listen to music, so I wouldn't have much opportunity to swing at my place.
No, but you'd hear music. Your belly button would hear the music, like when you're out on the street.
That's all right. If it was tucked up in a Spanx, you wouldn't be able to swing very far.
Spanx, pair of special underpants.
Yeah.
Spanx. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Amber's gone for the musical belly button. James Simpson, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with Amber. I'm going to go for the belly button. I mean, I play football and I just think the accordion legs would... You know, those dressing rooms can be a difficult place at the best of times. And
yeah, you wouldn't want the footballers to make fun of you.
No, we'll kick them and puncture them and then the air would just sort of seep out and right. I'd just be left lying on the ground waiting for an accordion repairist.
To be fair though, when you went to go score a goal, it would be the best sounding goal ever.
That is the celebration.
Yeah.
The celebratory song and dance.
That's not an accordion.
I'm sorry, but I'm going for the accordion legs. There's no question, it sounds brilliant. I would like to have that. Even if I wasn't given this choice, how can I get that anyway? I would definitely want accordions for legs. Can I have my whole body made of musical instruments, please?
Sure.
That's what I'm interested in. Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it, this? But that's the whole point. So just give in to the ridiculousness. Now, Paul, you're next.
All right, I'm going to come up with the one that I thought of. Would you rather wake up?
Yes. Sorry.
Would you rather wake up not being able to speak your mother tongue anymore?
I have dreams about that. It's
or
a fear.
Would you rather wake up blind?
Wake up not being able to speak English or wake up blind? Can I speak another language or have I lost
all
language?
Yeah, no, you've just because that would you've just lost English.
So she can still speak French.
You can still speak French,
but badly.
You can't speak English. You've lost it, which has happened to people.
Yeah.
Or you're blind. You wake up blind.
Yeah.
Or blind or not able to speak
English.
But I mean,
because you can speak French, come on.
Yes,
you can. I've heard you.
Yeah, I suppose I'm going to have to go, even though I'm practically blind, I'm going to have to go with not speaking English, and that would be a blow because I like English. Yeah, I suppose, but seeing is useful. So yeah, I'm going to have
but
to not speak English.
Well,
I can speak French. It's not perfect, but I suppose I'd have a motivation.
Like to your family that don't speak French.
Don't really care much about that.
Or about all your friends that don't speak English.
I really don't have any. Not that many. Luke would be challenging.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to be
on Luke's English podcast ever.
I know,
again.
That would be perhaps one of the biggest blows.
Very good point, that is, Paul.
It's going to be a tough question for Luke.
It's got to be the deciding factor.
Mind you, you could listen back to all of Luke's English podcast
and
relearn English again.
Yeah, because you could learn it again, right?
I could learn it again. Well, I think I'm going to have to go with, not speaking English anymore.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right then. James Simpson.
Well, I agree. I mean, we have the advantage of being able to speak French, so that at least gives you...
You say we, you mean you.
Me and James.
And so Paul. That gives us some kind of form of communicating, which is helpful. I mean, I have a baby, and... It'd just be a nightmare going up and down stairs blind carrying her, and I don't know what I'd be putting in her mouth. You know, I'd think it's
put the nappy on her
think
head.
Think it's milk.
He'd be like,
bottle,
"Is that my belly button?
Yeah,
or is that the milk bottle? I can't tell."
So you can't be blind. Well, people are blind and have a baby, but I've no idea how they do it.
Mm. Mm. So the baby is the deciding factor here for you.
For me, it is, yes.
Obviously, you've got to look after your baby, haven't you? I mean, that's...
Baby comes first.
Yeah, it does. Well, I don't have a baby. Obviously, I don't... The closest thing I have to a baby is my podcast.
Mm.
And it's Luke's English podcast. What I could do if I... You know, woke up without English, I could listen to all the episodes and relearn from myself.
Yeah, but you would automatically straight away lose all your jobs.
Yeah, because I'm an English teacher.
And you wouldn't be able to speak to your parents.
That's true.
Your brother.
Your brother. Or your mates in England, so you wouldn't be able to speak to them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Until, and I don't know, maybe let's say it's like 10 years before you properly learn English.
Okay, well, I would choose then to be blind because let's face it, English is like an absolutely essential part of my life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, if I didn't speak English, then, you know, I'd be supported, I'm sure. I'd lose my job, but, you know, I'd...
You wouldn't lose your job.
I live in France, so I get social security.
He would lose his job.
Sorry, I thought you meant if you were blind. Yeah, yeah.
So
no, have a hard time finding his way.
It would be possible to build a new life, you know, without English. I think I could do it. But since, you know, I don't want to, I would choose to be blind. Yeah, because I could still listen to music. Not that that's nothing to do with it.
You could understand the words.
I'd understand the words in songs.
Because you can't speak it. Like, you can't...
Be able to hear things.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to understand it.
Right. Well, it doesn't... I'd listen to instrumental jazz. That would be all right. I choose to be blind because English is too important to me. Mm. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have to stop doing the podcast. Imagine what the world would... How would the world respond to that, Paul? Mm. The whole world would collapse in on itself, wouldn't it, in that case? Just be like, you know, people would be waking up in different countries around the world just going, I can't carry on. Just press the nuclear button. I don't care. There's no more podcasts.
I might have to take over it.
Yeah, Paul's English podcast.
If you ever woke up not speaking English, I'd still call it Luke's English podcast.
With Paul Taylor.
With Paul Taylor.
Pep. Mm. There's a good ring to it as well, though.
Pep.
Pepsters.
Pep Talk. Pepsters.
Pep Talk. Oh, yeah, Pep Talk. Go. That's good.
Okay. Sponsored by Pepsi.
So you're just...
Pepsi doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't it?
What?
Does it?
It does.
Of course it does.
Pepsi still exists.
I thought it's finished. I thought it'd gone away. All right then, question?
So wait a minute.
Hold on.
Can I just deal with the fact that Paul's ready to just jump into
I'd take one for the team.
Oh, okay.
I would.
No,
I've already been asked by one of your listeners when you were on holiday, hey, can you replace Luke on Luke's English podcast? Because I need to have an episode each week. I was like, well, no, because I don't have access to any of his logins or any of his... I can't upload to his page.
I like the way she asked you as well.
Well, because I think she listened to my podcast while you were away and she was like, oh, it's good to hear you, blah, blah. Can you do a Luke's podcast? Because... he's not here for the week.
Don't you think Luke might have something to say about that? She's like, could you replace Luke? Yeah, fine. I'll elbow him in the face like Liam Neeson. Job done.
I didn't even say that. I didn't even say like, oh, Luke wouldn't take it. Well, I was just like, I don't have access to his logins, so I can't do it. Otherwise, I would.
I think I'd take it reasonably well. Obviously, I'd be very hurt and the idea that I could be replaced. But, you know, then after a certain amount of reasonable consideration, I'd probably be like, yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll step down if that's what the people want.
If you couldn't speak English.
If I could, yeah, obviously, yeah. That's true. That would be the deciding factor.
Yeah.
Right. So
question. Okay.
Amber,
would you rather become incredibly fat, not just a bit fat? I'm talking really giant. Children point at you in the street. You know, just enormous.
Clinically obese.
Huge. Sort of sitting in yourself, basically. Many chins, many bellies, or waddling fat.
Okay. So you can still walk.
Barely.
Okay.
More of a roll.
Well, what's the other option?
Or
you develop a severe case of Tourette's syndrome.
Why do I feel this is targeting the whole sort of... there's a lot of speaking related questions here. Anyway, so either you're incredibly fat or you have Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's syndrome. A bad case of Tourette's syndrome. Not the cute kind where you just say nice words like biscuit. You know, you're aggressive and mean and the whole the tics and everything. Yeah,
wait a minute. What's Tourette's syndrome?
Tourette's syndrome is...
Google it.
Tourette's syndrome...
No, Paul. We will not Google it, Paul. We will explain on the podcast. It's not the Google It podcast, okay? It's not, hello, welcome to Luke's English podcast. So you want to learn English, just Google it. That's the end.
Well, it's not a Luke's Let's Find Out About Everything in the World podcast.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, but it is. Don't you think it's necessary to explain some words sometimes? Like especially if it's an important word that's like crucial to understanding the conversation. Like the word Tourette's, for example. Just because you don't want to explain it doesn't mean that millions of people, literally millions of people around the world, need that word to be explained. I think so. It's my fucking podcast. All right, Paul, I know you're ready to jump into the hot seat at any time, jump into my grave, just because one fucking plepster or pepster or whatever the fuck they're called decided that they wanted you to replace me. It's not as easy as that, Paul, okay? It's not as easy. You'll have to bring me, you'll have to bring down the whole castle in order to, anyway. That was a comedy rant.
Yeah.
I didn't mean any of that, just in case.
What, Tourette's?
Tourette's.
Tourette's,
yes.
Okay. I don't know a lot about it. I think it was named after a French doctor in the 19th century who discovered it, and it's sort of a compulsion to say words, meaningless or random words, and sometimes it can be swear words or inappropriate words, so it's uncontrollable urge to sort of shout things out, and it can often be combined with like facial or physical tics, so involuntary movements.
So these are someone who's got Tourette's just can't stop shouting out rude words.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there was a TV show in the UK called Teenage Tourette's Camp. And one of the episodes, it was funny, but it's just because it, you don't want to laugh, but it's one of those things. Like, there was a girl, like one of the teenagers, she was flying to America, and as soon as she landed, like in the US, she couldn't stop saying Twin Towers. Like, Twin Towers, Twin Towers, bombing, Twin Towers, like in the airport and stuff like that. And people would look around.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's kind of really awkward, but it must
be very difficult if you've got Tourette's.
Yeah.
It must be a nightmare.
I think it does. And I think also it depends. Like, I was watching one about this guy who was very, just like a really nice guy, but his Tourette's was that really sort of, he was Scottish as well, like aggressive swearing, you know, fuck you and all this. And like, it was just scary and it kind of scared people. Right. Whereas some people, it can be different. It might be things that they're thinking or just like similar words that come up again and again. So it's actually really interesting.
So would you rather be clinically obese or have a terrible case of Tourette's?
Massive. I'm talking really fat, like American fat, not French fat.
Like, but, and the fatness can be like, can you get skinny again if you start working out, or are you stuck with it?
In theory, but once you let yourself get to that stage, it's not going to be easy.
Oh, all right. God, what a horrible choice. James?
I'm going to go for the fat. just, you know, my son has got a birthday party coming up, you know. And it's very expensive to hire a bouncy castle. So, yeah, come on, kids. Jump on my belly.
On you.
No, I think I'd like to be in control of my English speaking and just sort of laze around at home on the sofa and writing poetry and listening to Luke's English podcast.
Okay.
So fat, okay.
Whereas if I was, you know, if I had the Tourette's thing, no. You know, my work would suffer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd choose to be fat. I'm going to agree with James again. I would choose the fat as well, because like we've already established, I can't, you know, my podcast and speaking English and stuff is pretty important to me. I don't think my career as an English teacher would last very long if I had that terrible super strength Tourette's syndrome. You know, can you imagine that? Hello, class. Today, fuck, we're going to be talking about arse. I mean, sorry, I've got Tourette's. Fucking, that wouldn't work. I mean, I did just do that on the podcast there. So that's just a sample of what it might be like if I genuinely had Tourette's on the podcast. It wouldn't work. I mean, I swear sometimes on the podcast, occasionally. But I mean, that would be too much, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So I'm choosing to be fat. And I mean, my lifestyle wouldn't change that much because I like to sit around the place anyway. I'm not the most active person, so sure, it would be more uncomfortable and horrible for my wife. But you know,
you're married now.
Yeah, what's she gonna do? Well, she's married to me now. She can't do, well, divorce, she could divorce me. But anyway, Paul,
I think I might do Tourette's.
Yeah,
I think there's comedy potential there.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, there's a ton of fat comedians that make fun of about themselves being fat. But I think it would be interesting to be have Tourette's on stage. I think it would just, like, at the outset, you know, it would just be. But I'd also use it like in a way, like I would kind of do it, but you know, because people wouldn't know if I was being Tourette's or not. Like if I was on stage and I started going, ah fuck wanker, you know, like that. But like they'd be like, oh, he's got Tourette's, it's okay. But I'd also add some stuff in extra. That's me just being me just saying stuff, you know, but getting away with it because I've got Tourette's.
But then you might have the kind of Tourette's that doesn't involve swearing. You know, you could be up there on stage and shouting, poodles, it's kittens, And
There's nice Tourette's as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things that they can, like, you know, there's things that might be making you anxious, like Twin Towers and bombs and stuff like that. If you're in America, like, don't say that, like, don't mention the war, and then you can't help yourself mentioning it. But it could just be very neutral words, but just coming out of nowhere, like poodles or...
I would, because I live in Paris, it would have to be Tourette's, because I wouldn't be able to get through that door.
Yep.
Or in your elevator.
True.
If you're talking about the kind of fat,
giant.
You're talking about the giant, like, you, in America you can get away with it because like there's so much space.
But in Paris the apartments no are very space. Small. Yeah. There's not enough space.
The metro's tiny.
So you go for the Tourette's. Okay. Yeah. All right then. Very interesting. Thank you very much. Now, James, I think it's your turn.
Yes, I have a question. Would you rather be stuck on a desert island on your own or with someone you don't like?
That seems like an easy question.
Sorry, repeat the question.
So you're stuck on a desert island.
Yeah.
Now, you're either stuck on your own.
Yeah.
Or you're with somebody you really don't like.
I would choose to be stuck on the desert island with someone I really don't like because I could kill them and get away with it.
Okay.
What?
Okay. So you're a killer.
All right. Don't think. Please don't analyze
that. Angry now.
Don't analyze that too much. All right. That's just a throwaway answer. Hilarious. No. Okay. That was supposed to be just a lighthearted, throwaway, funny answer. But you're now analysing every aspect of my personality based on that response, aren't you?
Well, seeing at the rant that you just went on about 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Justified. No. Fully justified rant.
And now he's a murderer. So.
And now apparently I'm
a murderer. Be careful, Paul. Be careful.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. So
that's your answer.
That's simply my answer.
Yeah,
I'm on my own because I like being on my own. So that's it. Easy. For me, that's too much of an easy answer.
Only child?
Yeah.
But
some things, if you wanted to kind of make a fire or whatever, you'd be twice as quick getting wood, you know, if you were two.
But that person's not going to cooperate with you because you don't like each other.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
It could just be really inconvenient to have someone you don't like on the island, especially if it's me.
Yeah.
Because I might try and kill you.
I'd still do it on my own. Yeah.
You might get lonely, though.
I would rather be lonely than keep arguing with some guy or just hating him. And because I'm too English, I wouldn't even say that I hate him. So it would just be... We wouldn't even be arguing. I'd just be agreeing with it. And then, me bitching to the monkeys about him about him behind his back. Just be like, yeah, this guy's a prick. I don't like him.
Right. That would be sad.
I'd have to go with someone. I have zero survival skills. I would be dead in a minute. I mean, but then lest that person was Luke, he didn't like me, he'd kill me. So
yeah, but
I'm going to take the risk of someone I don't like and that they might kill me because I'll probably die on my own anyway.
I don't even know who this person is that I don't like. I can't honestly think of someone that... Can I just establish that I'm not actually a potential murderer, okay? I know everyone, you know, takes this all at face value. any of those CIA people who are listening to this, you know who the internet CIA people, what are they called?
NSA.
Any of the NSA people listening to this, it was just a joke, officer, honestly. Right. That was your question, wasn't it, James?
That was,
what would
you
do, James?
What would I do? I think like you, on my own, you know, people are the worst.
Uh-huh.
That's why you chose to go to the desert island in the first place.
I wasn't stuck. I was on holiday from the kids.
Okay. Here's a disgusting one. This is one straight out of, you know, when we were 13, that kind of thing. So, Paul, you go first. So, would you rather eat chocolate flavored poo or poo flavored chocolate?
Ooh.
So it's either it's chocolate,
easy.
Taste of poo, or it's poo, taste of chocolate. Which one?
Well, poo that tastes of chocolate.
Yeah. What?
You can eat poo.
But it's still poo.
But it tastes like chocolate, so you don't...
Oh, but it's poo.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because you don't think that you're eating it.
Like,
it's just taste. It's not the actual content of what's in your stomach that's important. It's
taste. Because obviously the content in the... But I mean, chocolate isn't that good for you anyway, so it doesn't...
It's better than poo.
Does it make a difference whose poo it is for you?
Probably.
Oh. can't even think about it anymore. It's too gross.
Oh. No. We shouldn't really dwell on eating
poo. Let's just
poo.
Move around.
I'm
quickly.
Sorry I asked that question. But you choose the chocolate flavour because yeah. you're just the flavour.
Can you imagine just eating something that tastes like shit?
Yes, I can imagine something
really?
That tastes like
well,
shit
we did
rather
grow up,
than actually eating shit.
We did grow up in England, don't forget.
Hey!
And you know what people say about English food?
They're I hear it every week, don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah, definitely the flavour.
You go for the flavour yeah. over the nutritional
man.
Content.
I'm a very superficial human being.
Amber.
To be fair, the type of poo does make a difference.
You've already had this conversation.
Well, I've already had a conversation with my friends about what poo would you eat, whether you'd eat dog poo, cat poo or horse poo. And we all said that horse would definitely be the best poo.
It's basically grass, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas cat would definitely be the worst.
Oh, yeah.
But so if it was chocolate,
yes.
but had a sort of flavour of horse poo,
right.
I'd probably be fine. I'd go with that.
Okay. That's quite a reasonable response, Maybe, Amber. Yeah. Well done. James?
I think poo-flavoured chocolate... could work very well, you know, amongst some of the Parisians, you know, these kind of people who are wanting to try some new kind of delicacy. Like, what was it somebody gave to me the other day? It was dried insects,
oh,
I
yeah.
think.
Seen that.
And that was in like a crisp packet.
Ah, hipsters.
Hipsters. I think poo flavoured chocolate is the next thing.
I liked poo before it was commercial kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to go for that and like be the first to try it.
The trendsetter. Next thing you know, everyone's eating poo-flavoured, horse poo-flavoured chocolate.
There's a whole range of poo-flavoured chocolates, you know, available.
Yeah. Someone's going to make money off that range.
I don't think so.
We're not ready for that yet, are we?
We're not ready, no.
Okay. All right. Well, let's stop talking about that then.
Paul, hit us.
Would you rather live 1,000 year life or 100 year lives?
Huh?
Wait, but I mean, would you start at, you go 1 to 100 and then you start again?
And then you start again.
Someone else.
But you start as someone else? You're still you? How's it going to work?
Let's say it's still you.
But you start at one. You start at a baby again.
Yeah, like you relive, not that you relive the same life 100 times. Is it 10 or 100?
It's got to be different 10. Lives 100 times, right?
Yeah, yeah. 10 times. Remember. It's 10 lives. It's one life or 10 lives. And so the 10 lives consist of 100 years. But I guess you are the same person, but you're born again, and then you're young again, and then you're old again. Whereas 1,000 year... But then at what stage do you get old in 1,000 year life?
You just age very slowly over 1,000 year period. You'd age, you know...
Or do you age like we normally age, but then you still live 900 years of being 80
years
old?
When you get to 1,000, you're essentially like 80... Or 100 years old when you get to 1,000, you just age so much more slowly, you know?
Yeah, so the equivalent of being 50 is 500.
So, for example, everything takes 10 times as long as it normally would.
Mm. Right? Or, let's say the 10... The way I kind of understood it was, like, the 10 lives of 100 years are not necessarily back to back to back to back. Like, you can live 100 years and then die and then at some other point have another year, another life of 100 years. Like it's not as soon as you die you wake up again as a baby. Maybe you do, I don't know.
I'm completely lost.
I think a lot depends whether you keep your consciousness, so you are reborn as a baby but you still have some sort of idea of who you are. It's getting a bit philosophical. I'm gonna go with 1,000 years,
yeah,
just for fun.
Okay,
as long as you're kind of not mental, because I mean you've got to sort of be able to walk around and not be just 1,000 years old and no brain and just essentially a skeleton
after the first 10% of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you can remember as well.
Yeah, you need to be sort of compos mentis.
I imagine that the 1,000 year life would essentially be, you know,
sort of aging slowly.
You'd just be aging ten times as slowly. Yeah. As normal. Year, you know, like 15 year old self would last 10 years in this 1,000 year version. You know what I mean?
You'd be a baby for a really long time.
You'd spend a long time as a baby.
And when you're a baby, it's even longer. Your life is even longer when you're a kid.
Everything seems long.
It would seem like an absolute age, and you'd be such a slow learner. Your parents would be like, there's nothing we can do for this kid. Yeah. He's 10 times slower than everyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. It's a complicated one, isn't it? Who's answering this question?
Amber.
I said, well, I kind of went 1,000, but I'd need to have some sort of fast forward and slow down buttons.
I don't know if that's included in the package.
Oh, then let's go 100 times 1,000. Well, might as well, because it's always going to be rubbish. You're going to be like a baby for ages.
You get fed up
with
your
parents would die before you'd grown up. I mean, like, you'd still just be potty training and your parents would be 100.
You might not make it out of babydom, you know?
When would you leave school? I mean, you'd leave school and you're still only like...
You'd be 180 when you leave school.
It's 180 years of school!
It's just not practical.
It's not practical. Oh,
but then you do have, a lot more...
I think it'd need to be in a vampire years. You sort of grow up relatively normal and then sort of stop somewhere around 30.
So you basically become a vampire. It's like, the way vampires are sort of, the fact that they're timeless makes them somehow...
Soulless
and evil and less human.
Mm.
So what do you want? Soulless and less human, live forever? Well, live for 1,000 years or just inconvenience of it?
You could still get run over and then your pop at 1,000 years is gone.
That's true.
That would be unfortunate.
You'd be unlikely to make it all the way to 1,000.
Yeah.
So
go. All right. So,
you choose the 1,000 year life.
Yeah, if I could vampire it up.
Okay. Mm. And James, maybe you could just start drinking blood anyway, even though it's not just necessary, for fun, just to pretend.
Well, I don't like the idea of being married and then them dying hundreds of years before. I suppose within 1,000 years you'd get married multiple times potentially. Mm. So you're kind of living various lives within that 1,000 years, but. No, I think I'll go for the 100-year ones.
Okay.
10 times, have a bit of variation to not have everyone around me leaving before. I think eventually, when you hit 700, 800, that might get too much. Yeah. Especially if you know that you're going to live 1,000 years. Is that you know?
Yeah, or? I suppose you do.
I would choose the 10 times 100 years because... you'd get to sort of grow up at normal speed, but you'd get multiple chances to do it again. So you'd grow up normal, and then when you started again, you would get a chance to kind of, fix the errors that you made before and see if you could, by the 10th time, have the sort of the ultimate life where you've got everything right.
But only if you can keep those memories, that's the thing about the going back to zero, is everything gone, and then how annoying is it to just go through all that young childhood
the second one there is almost like a thing that people believe in as well, that you get reincarnated and like you don't know that you're being because this could be one of 100 lives that we're currently living, but we don't know about the previous ones
exactly.
So I think I would go the 1,000 just because it would allow me to become the best whatever I decide to become.
Yeah,
because if you're going to become a rocket scientist, or you become and whatever you decide to do in life, you've got ages to make it work, so you've got, it's basically, if you want to become the best English teacher in the world, well, you get, it's going to be, you're easily going to become the best English teacher in the world because you'll do it a lot longer than everyone else.
Right.
Well, that would be good, especially if you're a scientist, you know, that those kind of professions where knowledge is sort of lost, it's passed on, but if one person can stay on at it.
You could just work on one project and just really see it through. Really nail that one project. Yeah, that's a good point.
Can you imagine how much of a good guitar player you'd become? Yeah, like you'd become it'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. The 1,000-year one actually seems to be the right choice there.
I don't know. There is a lot.
Time isn't everything. Like most of the geniuses kind of achieved it all in a few years. It's true. Not time.
You've got to have it. Yeah.
Bored. I can imagine being depressed for like 100 years. I mean, there is a sort of sense of everyone would be so stupid and boring compared to you. Like, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
I did that 500 years ago.
We don't speak English anymore.
I mean, 20-year-olds.
The invasion of Zog.
I was eating poo-flavoured chocolate 400 years ago.
Back in my day.
Yeah. I mean, there is... I find people in their 20s incredibly young, early 20s. Like, really, they seem so young. Can you imagine people who are, like, literally hundreds of years younger than you? You lot. You know nothing. You're only 90 years old, whippersnapper.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
All right.
Convincing.
It's hard, although, but I mean, still tempted by the 1,000.
Shall we have perhaps one more?
One more?
Yeah. So I think Amber, you're next.
Okay, then. Would you rather be a horrible, sexist pig all day to every single woman you know, you work with, you mansplain, you man, what is it, spread. You are mean and vile and just a horrible, horrible, you know, women on the street, you call out to them, you're rude to the boulangiste, all of this for a one day. Or you have to be an incredibly mean and horrid troll for a month. And you, same thing.
Internet troll.
So you're an anonymous, vicious, wicked thing. You have to sort of really, really do it. Every single day, you need to troll and write mean, wicked, cruel, sexist, aggressive things.
So either you're a horrible sexist person in real life, or you're
for one day,
or you're a horrible sexist troll,
anonymous troll for a month.
It doesn't necessarily need to be a sexist troll. It can be a whatever troll.
Just any the most offensive and horrible. Yeah. And downright, just
the worst of the worst type of troll.
Okay.
And you can't just do it. You just like lightly. You've got to fully commit.
Right. I see.
James.
I think I'll be the internet troll, you know, hide behind my screen and, you know, not use my real name. I think that's the coward's way out, even though it would be pretty horrible. Hopefully the people that I was trolling would be able to, you know, sort of not do anything too harmful to themselves and understand that there are trolls out there and not take it personally. Mm. I wouldn't want to be in Paris for a day being like that.
Confronting.
Especially, you know, the next day would be a nightmare. Like, oh, yeah. It's you again. Oh, no, that was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nice now, punch, you know. Yeah. Wouldn't last long.
You wouldn't last long as the genuine troll in the real world, but you could get away with it online.
I think so.
Okay, even for a year.
No, it's a month.
It's a month in the real world and a year online.
No, it's day in the real world.
It's a day in the real world.
Yeah.
Month online.
And a month online.
I could have made it a month in the real world, a year online.
Day
in the real world.
Can you not hide, though, for the real world? Can you not just stay at home for the day?
No, because that's not the game.
Yeah, you'd have to go out.
You've got to get out and about. You've got to confront everyone.
Okay, I'm going to choose the same as James again. Because I think that I would probably cause less damage in the world and less damage to myself if I did it online, because if I went out for a day in the world and I started saying all these mean and horrible things, I would make plenty of people feel horrible about themselves, and you know, people are sensitive. I wouldn't want to go around and, you know, make them feel bad, and also, you know, I don't want to get punched. And I think if I did go out into the street for a day, someone eventually would punch me or something, and I don't want that. Online, sure, it's bad, and obviously you can cause damage online as well, but I think people probably take troll or comments on the internet slightly less seriously than they do when they happen in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anonymous, so it would probably impact on my life less. Mm-hmm. So I think less damage all round if I did it online, even for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, agree. I've got nothing else to add. You've said everything that I thought.
Okay. Is it worse being insulted by a stranger online or in the street?
Online. No, in the street is worse, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. If somebody walked up to me in the street and said, hey, are you the guy who did that bees video? I think it's shit. I'd be like, oh, okay. Whereas the people online, I'm just like, ah, oh, they're just online people that don't, you know, they're idiots. You know?
So you know that they're pathetic because they're just hiding behind their anonymity.
And maybe they do think it's shit, but it just feels less personal, you know? Like, whereas if somebody came up to me in the street, like the only people that have come up to me in the street are like, oh, I really love what you do, blah, 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 which is cool.
Mm.
And I appreciate that more than the online stuff. So I think it makes sense that I would, in the opposite direction, it would be harsher to get just a random person come up and going, yeah, you look ugly, man. Whereas somebody commenting on your Facebook photo, oh, you're ugly, is, I think, less personal, I think.
Mm.
Okay. Right, that's that sorted.
That's
then.
That done.
Mm. What
trolls.
Did you do?
Well, it's not the same, really, for a lady.
Really?
Well, let's say, why not?
Well, because no one's going to punch me.
What, another woman wouldn't punch you if you walked around being like,
well, because I couldn't really be sexy. Like, if I was rude to people all day. Like, I think I'd rather be rude to people all
day. I
thought
it was just sexist towards women. It wasn't.
Yeah, but I think it'd be hard for me to be sexist towards women and it not seem like
I was
mental.
A man. You dress as a man, you do.
I'm a 5 foot man.
Oh, all right.
No,
next
but I'm
question.
Saying, no, I see what you mean. But like, no, but I see what you mean. But like, is it sort of worse? I think it does depend to where it's coming from. I think I would still probably do it, rather do it, be mean for a day, because I think the trolling is insidious and awful. Mm. But I do agree that I think for your position, it's probably better online.
Right, okay. All right then. Good. I like the way we are thoroughly dealing with all of these complicated moral questions.
Yeah. As if they were actually going to happen. That's the best bit. Like, we're talking about it as if this is actually a possibility.
I think the accordion legs got the most discussion, to be honest.
I actually still quite like the idea.
We'll work on it.
Can't look at you guys the same.
When's your birthday? Next week? The week after next?
Yeah, it's on Sunday.
Accordion legs, guys.
Accordion legs.
Sure, just... Can we do one accordion, split in half?
Little hint there, if anyone's wondering what to get me for my birthday.
Accordion legs.
Can somebody please, on one of the listeners here, please make a photoshopped version of Luke with accordion legs for his birthday, or a GIF would even be better.
Like an animated GIF.
Like an animated GIF, yeah. I don't know what GIF stands for.
Is it GIF or GIF?
I think it's officially GIF.
Is it?
GIF? No, it must be GIF.
But it's GIF, but I don't know what it stands for.
These are like these
graphic image file.
Surely GIF.
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
I'm going to see if I can find that on the... Have you heard of the internet? I'm going to Google it, Paul. Hey,
no, don't fucking Google anything. This isn't fucking Luke's Google podcast. Well,
I'm Googling. I'm not telling my listeners to Google it. Okay. I am helpfully Googling it for the benefit of humanity, because obviously, you know, that's why I'm doing this, to save the world.
GIF Wikipedia.
Graphics interchange format.
Okay.
It's a bitmap image format that was introduced, blah, 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 blah. And it's since become widespread usage.
Click on the link; it will give you the phonetic alphabet.
This one?
Pronunciation of it.
Oh yeah.
The IPA, or not? Yeah, there you go. GIF
or GIF.
Okay.
Yeah. It should be GIF. GIF. It's graphics. It should be GIF.
Yeah.
Graphics.
Well, you say that though, but then you say.
But how many words are there that start with a G-I that are pronounced GI? There's git.
There's git. There's.
But there's giraffe.
There's gift.
Giraffe.
Gift. Yeah.
But then there's also...
Give, yeah.
Giraffe.
Yeah, I think you've won. I think it's got to be GIF then.
You've won giraffe. That's good. Good effort.
Yeah.
But giraffe is the only one that's...
Giraffe's the only one I can think of. How did giraffe come? Just like that. You plucked it out of the air. Amazing.
Anyway,
it's definitely GIF.
Somebody please, for Luke's birthday, create a GIF with him with accordion legs. I'd love to see that.
Or if you can manage it, scientists, come up with a pair of...
Actual real accordion
actual
legs.
Actual accordion legs.
Yes, please. That could be my superhero.
This should be the name of this episode, is accordion legs.
Accordion. The accordion legs episode.
All right.
Okay, so James, it's your turn, and then it's my turn, and then that's it.
And that's it, yeah. Okay,
okay, okay. Would you rather go way back in time and meet your ancestors, or go way into the future and meet your great-grandchildren?
This old question.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Okay. It's complicated in both cases, isn't it? Mm. I think I'd go into the future.
Mm.
Just to see my grandchildren. I don't really know why. I just want to see how wicked everything is. I want to see how amazing all the robots are.
Yeah,
I want to check it out. I want to check out the future. I want to see
robot grandchildren.
Yeah, I want to check out my robot grandchildren and see what the hoverboards are like and jetpacks. And I want to see if it is like I imagine it to be, all smooth and molded, sort of white plastic, like in the movies.
Yeah,
I just want to have a look at. I want to smell the future.
Mm.
Paul?
Yeah, I think I'd do the same. I think I would go back in time for the people, but I would go forward in time for the.
Robots.
For the things, yeah. Like, I don't... Like, I would rather... Because we know kind of what the past looked like, because we've got images and, you know, things like that. So we kind of know what it used to be. But I would like to go back and meet my family back then. But then I'd go to the future to see the stuff that I don't... Like, ideally, I would want cryogenic freezing to happen before I die. So then I can freeze myself before I die at some stage, where I've got, like, five... When I'm, like, 60, I'm like, cool, let me freeze myself. And then I'll come back in 100 years... And just be like, all right, cool, let's see what's going on. It's always been a bit of a fantasy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I'd go future.
Good. Yeah, imagine though if you got to the future and it was just exactly the same. Or just, and you were, you could have been like, oh, I could have seen the Romans or the dinosaurs or something.
Mm.
You know,
And but just, I've seen them on TV.
It's
so.
Just like a new iPod or something, you know. They can do everything. It's like, oh, really?
Is say that though, but like even in the last 10 years, the amount of the stuff that's changed. Mm. Like iPhones didn't exist 10 years ago. Mm. Yeah.
But then I kind of think like we might eventually get to the point where we start then going backwards in the future, you know, like where we'll chuck our phones out and, you know, we'll go back to books even more.
Already. Like, you know, like, you know, we went through this whole massive, you know, like people all doing like handmade, everyone's buying their little rotary phones again for their houses. You know, the hipsters, basically.
Yeah.
All come back to hipsters
again.
It's
all again. A big circle. They're all... The circle of life.
Nokia are releasing the 3310 again.
Right, the classic indestructible Nokia.
That was a good phone.
Yeah, it's getting re-released.
So maybe that's the future.
It's, so maybe the
Nokia.
Yeah, maybe in 100 years we'll come back and everything will be like not as advanced
the
as it 70s. Is now.
Yeah.
And better. Like you know, everyone will be playing Snake again.
Yeah.
And
Pac-Man.
And people will just be less stressed.
Yeah. And people will be making jokes...
about Philips headphones.
Or about Russians coming into the room, right?
No, okay.
We've got to get that into every... James,
oh, no. God, no, please.
No, don't, Paul, no.
Don't do the Russians joke again.
James, what happened, basically?
No. Cut him off.
No. All right, next would you rather question.
Next would you rather question.
That's me. It's who,
would you rather hear our show, Paul's Russian joke?
Or never hear it again.
Would you rather hear that joke again or never hear any jokes ever again in your life?
Oh, give me the joke.
No, we'll tell you later. No. My listeners, okay.
They
sure
can't take it. I think they love it.
I personally can't take hearing that joke ever
Please
again.
Please comment if you want to hear the
Do you
Russian
lose a couple of listeners
time?
Each time it's
I don't know.
Broadcast?
No idea of the effect on the listener. That's dangerous. Listeners, but I know it affects my mental state. So I really can't.
I can't wait until
again.
It happens again. I want it to happen again at some stage.
No.
That'd be amazing because I will literally lose my shit. On the DJ desk if that happens again. I will actually die. We have to tell him now.
Now I keep thinking like, would you rather thinking like, you know, would I rather like hear the funniest joke in the world
or the Russian
okay.
joke
or damage Luke's you
okay.
know
right.
okay
I'll do it I'll
come
tell
on
you.
Do wait, it
I'll tell you right, I'll do it as quickly as possible. Okay, we're at the show. I was on stage. We'd started 15 minutes late. A couple of people walked in and I said, hey, where are you from? And they said, we're Russian. I said, we obviously weren't Russian to come here.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then he told this story about three times on the podcast, and no one, like, we got comments.
No,
I still don't get it.
No, I've had a couple of comments. No. I've had a couple of comments from people who obviously care about how I feel, and they said, I like the Russian joke, actually. That's it. Done.
Russian.
Let's move on, please, because, you know, the world has to progress. We can't just keep going over the same old ground every day.
The back of my head hurts. I've been laughing so much. You're holding like
good. Oh, did they laugh?
No. That's the point.
That's the whole thing. They didn't laugh. Stone faced, and I'm laughing.
They didn't get it.
And then he had to explain the joke.
We
behind.
Were Russian the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, no, because you're Russian, and I said you weren't Russian. Still nothing, and I'm dying.
No,
in the
I had
back.
To explain it. I had to go through the joke again. I thought, wait a minute, and I'll explain it again. And everyone just looked at me. They were just looking at me like, what are you? And they were just like, okay, you're talking. That's basically what they were thinking. Like, oh, he's just talking. It's like, no, I'm. I do. You know, oh, please.
All right.
Where am I rushing from?
Can I just? That's it. Done. I'm drawing a red line under that now.
Okay, we're never going
to
talk of it again.
Never invite me back to this. Oh, my head hurts.
Unless it actually happens again in the real world, that story is not to be repeated.
But you could go back in time and just, you know.
Live that again.
Yeah, live that again.
I have already gone back in time and lived
every
it again.
Every time I'm
going into the future and hear this again.
Every single time we talk about it, I am going back in time and reliving that. It's like a bad version of Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Day that's not funny at all. Without Bill Murray, nothing. None of the good qualities of that film are involved. It's just me in a cave underground in Paris with people looking at me and me going, oh God. It's an English sitcom. It's a sitcom waiting to happen. Yeah. Now, who's next?
Amber hasn't yet answered.
Future. Future. Want to check out what's going on in the future.
Because if you went back to the past, there's a chance that you would end up hearing that joke again, right?
Precisely. I don't want to hear that joke again. No, if you go back into the past to your family, I don't care about my family. I might... I might go back and see the Romans, but I don't give a toss about seeing my family living in a village somewhere. Not interesting. Interesting. No. But future, what gadgets?
Yeah, gadgets.
Check out the gadgets. And then find out what's going on in the future. Capitalise on it when you get back.
Yeah. Make predictions.
Oh, yes.
Like in Back to the Future too.
Precisely. Right, next question.
That's me. Okay. So you're on a desert island again.
Again?
Yeah. You're on a desert island with a beautiful woman or beautiful man.
Is she Russian?
That's if you like, Paul, if you like. If you like. You're on a desert island with a beautiful person. And would you rather that person was either top half fish or bottom half fish? So they're either fish from the belly button up or fish from the belly button down. Which one would you rather have?
I would definitely go. I've asked this question and answered it before. I'd rather have them have the like a proper mermaid, like a fish bottom.
So the bottom half would be fish.
Yep.
Why is that then?
Because I have to look at the person and
that would be weird.
Speak to them. Like, are we? Yeah.
I suppose that. Okay. I didn't come up with that question. So I'm
if they're going to be in a relationship with you, which I don't think they. I think
that's the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Because.
Would you want to talk to them or sort of?
Yeah, you'd either spend your whole time having sex with them and not talking to them.
I think that's the point, isn't it, of this question? It's basically, would you rather have a relationship with a person or have sex with a fish? That's either. That's basically the
Which
question.
Which is basically like the question that everyone's. You know, it's like, oh, well, he's good looking, but he's a bit of an idiot. Or she's.
I'd rather have sex with a fish.
Yeah, or she's a bit ugly, but she's really interesting.
So you would rather?
I'd rather have the face and the top half human,
especially if she's beautiful.
Yeah,
because mermaids are pretty awesome, really, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can find other ways to get excited.
You can.
Plus, we're on a desert island as well, so it'd be quite practical for fishing and things. She could just jump in.
Yeah,
She's got hands. She can scoop a few.
She could scoop a few. Certainly.
Bring him back, and you've got the fire started.
Yeah,
you know.
So for practical purposes and for relationship purposes, you'd go for the mermaid.
Absolutely.
Okay, Amber, what about you?
Or the mermaid.
Yeah, same. How weird would it be? Just legs and a giant fish head. Ugh, you know I have nightmares about fish.
Oh, yeah,
no
you
way.
Do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd totally go top half human and then at least you could have a nice chat.
Yeah.
Nice.
They'd have to be in the water all the time, wouldn't they?
If it's an island, you can, you know.
Plenty of water.
Plenty of water. Yeah, easy.
Okay. James?
Top half, yeah. Top half person, I mean.
Naturally, yeah. Top half person, bottom half fish. Okay, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. It's
I think so. And until she starts going, oh, I wish you could give me a child. You know, I don't see how.
Yeah.
Fish must do it somehow.
And then she gets in there and you're like, oh, just shut up. If only I'd chosen the fish head.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that means either you have fish babies or you have human babies.
Fish lay eggs.
I don't. People have eggs too, don't they? Oh,
no.
I don't know if I want to talk about that.
No, let's not go down that route.
I quite like the idea of picturing any one of us on a nice desert island in the company of a beautiful mermaid or merman.
A merperson.
A merperson. I quite like the idea of that. I think it's a good way to end this. Imagine a beautiful sunny desert island with a beautiful merperson as a companion with accordion legs and lots of chocolate. That tastes of poo. We would live happily ever after.
And we've gone there because Marine Le Pen is president of France.
That's right. Yeah. And it all takes place in the future. So there's plenty of hoverboards.
It's all part of a 1,000-year life.
That's right. Okay.
And well, Russians arrive late.
And there are no lifts on the island to get stuck in.
That's right. No smelly dogs or fat men with bad breath. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea, isn't it?
Mm.
And hopefully one day that's how this crazy world's going to turn out for all of us. Thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast, everyone. It was very nice to have you here. And, come back soon and we'll talk more nonsense. Okay. All right. Cheers. You going to say goodbye?
Yeah.
All goodbye. Right,
goodbye, everyone. Or goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is a journey into
the English language.
A journey into
the DNA. Of the English language.
Really?
The DNA of the English language. Now that's a really quite a strong claim.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Who are you?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
You know who I'm talking to. I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition.
Oh, really?
Yes! Oh, really? Yes!
An idiot.
You don't know what that is?
And I don't know what this is.
This is Luke's English podcast.
Can't touch this.
This is
a masterpiece of the English language.
Alrighty then.
Just think of the accolades it's received over the years.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
you?
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
And I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Really?
Yes.
I want to get into it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Luke's English podcast.
And this is Britain at its best.
People.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.